The city of Atlanta has been experiencing a boom in the luxury rental market. According to one study, nearly every apartment unit that came on the market between 2012 and 2014 fell into the luxury category. As Michelle Alloy reports, that boom in the in-town luxury sector is putting the squeeze on low and middle income earners.
Meet Caroline Huff Taylor.
Hi. Sorry, they're very
and her two
friendly.
Dogs, Henke and Suki. Huff Taylor has lived in Atlanta for 6 years, in the Cabbage Town, Reynolds Town area specifically. She's a writer and the marketing director for Seven Stages, a nonprofit theater company in Little Five Points. And recently, she had to move and found $1,000 for a one-bedroom or a studio didn't go as far as it did a few years ago.
I just felt like if I'm going to pay $1,000 for an apartment, I want to make sure that my windows aren't falling off.
Huff Taylor wanted to stay in the neighborhood, but ended up looking in the old Fourth Ward, Midtown, the Highlands, anywhere she could still bike or walk to work. Huff Taylor did find a place, a one-bedroom condo in Reynolds Town she's renting from a friend, but she's paying more, $1,200 a month, to make up the additional cost.
I took on more writing work in terms of my extra time and also became a dog walker.
Huff Taylor says she looked at some of the new apartments that have gone up in recent years, but they were out of her budget, and she says also not her style. But she also found rents for older units weren't that much cheaper.
The buildings that are more run down, you look at them and you're like, I'm paying $1,000 for this. It's because they're basing the prices on the more luxury type condos and apartments that have the amenities.
Meanwhile, over on Atlanta's trendy west side,
the space is really meant to function as our pool area, our club area. We'll have some gaming going on in here.
That's Tim Schrager. He's CEO of Perennial Properties, an Atlanta-based development firm. His company is putting the finishing touches on the Brady, one of the latest luxury complexes to hit the market. Out on the pool deck, Schrager points to where some cabanas will go, with a stunning view of Atlanta's skyline. After 30 years in the Atlanta apartment rental business, Schrager says the last few years have been unlike anything he's seen.
What you're seeing in apartments now is the equivalent of what you would have found in high-end condos 10 years ago.
As of this summer, there were more than 11,000 apartments under construction and another 11,000 proposed, according to consulting firm Haddow & Company. The vast majority of those fall in the luxury category, says Dan Immergluck.
There's essentially no new low-income housing development.
Immergluck is a Georgia Tech professor who studies housing and real estate markets.
But there's also very little for moderate income folks. And so there's this mismatch. And what's going to force people to do is stretch.
A recent study by New York University says just more than half of Atlanta renters 2 years ago were cost burdened. That means more than 30% of their income went to rent. Meanwhile, 95% of all apartment units built here from 2012 to 2014 were luxury units, according to CoStar Group, a real estate information company. That's because land costs, architects, and labor are at an all-time high, says Perennial Properties' Tim Schrager.
It's costing X number of dollars just to put a shovel in the ground and start a project. So for the little bit of incremental increase in cost to build that A-quality property, it's worth it.
Schrager says people in Atlanta will probably have to get used to putting a bigger portion of their earnings toward rent, like those in New York, Boston, and other major cities. But that doesn't mean Schrager isn't concerned at the sheer number of luxury properties being built.
We can't sustain it. I really believe that to be the case. We cannot continue to raise rental rates every year at the rate we've been raising them and expect that people are going to be able to afford them. So something's got to give.
Mayor Kasim Reed says he wants to tackle the issue of affordable housing, and the city has laid out a housing strategy. It includes producing or rehabbing 10,000 apartment units for a range of incomes. Reed also wants developers that get tax incentives from the city to include affordable units, but he says that's being undermined by Fulton County's tax breaks.
What is being done is that folks are going around that effort to Fulton County where they have no standards. And so that's one area where we're going to take that on.
Officials with Fulton County's Development Authority say their hands are tied until the Atlanta City Council passes an affordability law. Whatever the case, tech professor Immergluck says the end result for Atlanta has been a major construction boom that accommodates just a few.
I hope we don't look back on this as the biggest missed opportunity for affordable housing.
Immergluck says requiring developers to set aside some units for low-income residents could have gone a long way to keep rents down.
But now, we're probably seeing the end of this boom. And even if we put something into a place soon, which I understand the city's working on, I fear like it's going to be a little too late.
He says city council needs to move quickly on an affordable housing policy, or they could miss the building boom entirely. Michelle Alloy, WABE News.